Welcome to the Your Peak Life Podcast. Let's conquer the summit of life and reach the apex of our potential.
Welcome to another episode of Your Peak Life Podcast. Today we got Rashad Felton in here. This is who I connect with on my sneaker game.
Damn, I don't want to put my shoes down. I know, shit. Look.
Yeah, Rashad, welcome, man.
Great. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, living the life, you know.
So, what's that fighter? In the beginning, I had the hardest time remembering your name, your last name.
Really?
Because I would want to say Rashad Evans every time.
You did tell me that. You did.
I was like, Rashad Evans. When I made the clip, I typed Rashad Evans.
Oh, no.
For whatever
reason.
That's
why you can't find it.
Hell no, I found it. Just dark.
Rashad, crazy. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, how long you've been in the business and what ultimately led you to connect with us.
So I've been in real estate for about almost 3 years now. Time flies quickly. So I'm from Virginia, Chesapeake to be exact, went to Decree High School, graduated from there. I have two beautiful little boys, a fiance, and yeah, man, I got into real estate because of my mom. We moved quite often back and forth from rentals to rentals and just going inside of new homes and smelling that fresh paint and that new carpet smell. It reminds me of my childhood, which was the best moments of my life growing up since my mom, she struggled quite often. Mm. And I chose Iron Valley. Due to the fact that the culture here, you know, you guys are great leaders, very respected in the business, and you guys stand behind your words. You say you're going to do something, and it gets done.
Oh, cool. I'm glad to hear that, actually, from an agent. So being from here, and you're moving around a ton of times, right, what did you do before real estate?
So before real estate, I actually owned a daycare center.
For real?
Okay, wow. Yeah, I did. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
And before that, I owned two restaurants. So, crazy story. My senior year, I bumped into a guy who knew that was a close friend of mine. Father had a friend who was dying of cancer, and he sold me Dominick's in New York on Battlefield Boulevard in front of Lowe's for $1, four quarters, literally.
What?
Yes.
I still go to the joint at Dominick's.
Yep, I owned it for quite a few years. Then I opened up one in Greenbrier Mall, end up selling those to a customer who kept coming in saying, I'm going to buy these. Wow. End up buying them, and then I opened up a daycare center. Due to the fact that at that time, we were trying to put our son inside of a daycare, but a lot of things was going on in daycare centers, and we was like, let's just start our own. So that's what we did.
What years were these? Like,
so from 2013 to 2021, I owned the restaurants from 2022 up until, I want to say, 2023, like the end of it.
Oh, shit. So this is recent.
Yeah. So I ate at your spots. Yeah. I'm 100% sure that I've ate at one of those Dominick's during those years.
It was a great time.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
So one thing I hear consistently, like across the board, Rashad, dope dude.
Yeah.
Dope.
That's awesome.
So like across the board, like you're one of those people meet and they're like, he's just a great guy, great aura. People look up to you. They love you. What do you attribute that to? You're growing up, your siblings, obviously we know where you're from.
I want to say it's more of just growing up in an environment where I was always around business-minded people. And me being so young at the time, I had to mature super fast. Or I felt like I wasn't going to get that respect that I deserved as a business owner. So I treat people like I want to be treated.
Okay.
I give people the knowledge that I would like someone to reciprocate back to me. You know, in this business, nothing should be hidden. Everything should be given out because I can teach you something, you can teach me something. And just because you taught me something a certain way, it doesn't mean that I'm going to do it that way or vice versa. What works for me might not work for you. However, why hide it?
Absolutely.
That's great.
The biggest secrets, we have no secrets.
Right. Yep.
Prior to us starting to record, I mentioned that my daughter is like, just looks up to you. You know, she's always like, man, Rashad is dope. You know, he gives me motivation. I want his car. You know, all of those things. But, you know, she always mentions that anytime you come to office, you give her some game or you talk to her, you engage. You know, someone, you know, you only been in the business for a couple of years. However, your first year, rookie of the year, you know, you knocked it out the park. You know, what you've accomplished in 3 years, most agents don't accomplish in 10.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's not really how long you have been doing something, but what you have done in that amount of time.
It's just about loving what I do. I honestly love what I do. I love meeting clients. I love finding them the places that they're going to call their forever homes. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. Yes, the bonus and the perk of this is that we get paid for it. I'm getting paid for something that I physically love.
And you're killing it. You were being modest earlier when we were talking.
I'm doing the best that I can. You know, I see the bigger picture. What I do in my eyes is small, is little, versus what mm-hmm. everyone else is doing. I study realtors and agents every Good. Day. And I say, I'm going to do that. And I know it takes time, and I know I got to be patient, but I'm the type of person that want it now, so I go and get it as much as I can, and I try to seize every opportunity possible.
The other thing you love is basketball. I see you watching every – so you're doing real estate at a high level, and we're in the East Coast time. I can't stay up to watch these games.
Oh, I'm I up wake up to like 1 in the morning, man.
Curry sucks or whatever. Like, there, you're like talking about some game or like I wake up Boston. To this.
Yeah, I love the Boston. I'm a huge Boston fan. I love basketball. I literally sit there and I watch every game that plays on all kind of different devices.
Jeez.
I love basketball.
I wish I could stay up for this stuff. Like, I stay up for the good games every now and then. I haven't been watching the Lakers lately. These last, like, 2 years.
Last three games from the Lakers have been insane.
I see the highlights, right? That's all I see. But I haven't been watching it. But what I'm getting at also is you love the game. You're watching it. You're doing real estate. Obviously, you have kids. You recently moved. You got all these things going on. Now, what does your 5 years look like for you? Because are you setting up for that 5-year plan? Like, what do you got going on? Of course.
So real estate is just a gate that opens up to so many opportunities. I would love to be a broker. I would love to be an Iron Valley broker, owner one day in my 5 years plan, of course.
Okay.
I'm also in the process of opening up a travel nursing agency.
All right.
That's supposed to be starting June the 1st. And then, of course, investing in properties, flipping, mm-hmm. holding, getting rentals, stuff like that. That is my 5 years plan.
All right. And then we try to ask everybody this. What's your peak life look like? You do all of this. And it doesn't have to just be real estate. Like, what does life look like at that point?
Life is just, for me, it's about my family being straight in life. I'm preparing for my mother to retire.
Nice.
I want her to enjoy the rest of, you know, her life that she has left as she is getting older and we all have that end date that's approaching. So I want my family to be fine and I want her to be retired one day. And of course, I want my kids to be financially stable.
We just did a wealth building class today. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I think – we're definitely trying to put it out. It's always hard. You know, it comes with time. But yeah, like setting yourself up. I think 2 years ago I started that with the whole life policies. And obviously Mike taught me about a trust, you know, setting right. that up. Those are all things that are very important that I didn't learn.
Very important.
Until I'm later in my years, right? Like I'm super old, right? I'm 32.
Flies.
No, but you know, you learn this and it's like, okay, more importantly, not just learn it, implement it.
Right.
You know, so I think that's stuff that definitely we got to take a hold of and implement and just set yourself up the right way. You know, just because you hear something's cool, cool cryptos out there, or I heard this, like actually learn what it's about, what it's going to do for you. Does it fit your plan?
Right.
You know,
a lot of us, we live in the now moment and we think about the next month for bills mainly, but we never think about the future and what the future holds. And that's something that we all have to stop. We have to think about our children, our wives, our mothers, our dads, our family, to ensure that the future is what we want. And that's why the 5-year plan is definitely super important for individuals to have, the trust, the everything. You must have it, because if you don't, you're literally failing yourself.
How old are your kids now?
So I have a 8-year-old Channing, okay, and I have a 11-month-year-old Chance. He turns 1 next month. Damn. Crazy, time flies.
Yeah, they're young.
They're super young.
I got 3 kids right now that are tiny. One off camera, you guys can't see. My second oldest is here. But, dude, 3's too many. All right, just stop there. You'll be good.
You know, I want one more of my own, but I told myself no matter who I'm with, I have to adopt.
Yeah.
So the 4th one will be an adoption.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and what brought that up?
Well, by the time I hit 60, I want to own the largest child home for boys and girls.
Okay.
Somewhere in D.C. is where I'm looking, hopefully. I haven't really started the process as I should. I do feel that I have time, but time is of the essence for everything. But I want the world's largest boys and girls group home. I want it to be like a university type thing.
Okay.
Where you have like your own town, you have a shopping center, you have a grocery store, you have a clothing store. You work, you have retired police officers, retired teachers, fire department. And you learn these different things that could help you in life. And then we're going to have some type of like savings to where the money that you earn, it gets put into a savings account. And then by the time you turn 18, we'll double whatever you saved to help you with your life. So that's my goal. Start from pre-K all the way up to 12th grade.
It's a dope idea.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Super dope idea. So, Rashad, if you could give a nugget, right, or a piece of advice that someone who is just starting their, you know, into their entrepreneurial career, you know, you having multiple business, being successful in multiple different areas, and the success you've had in real estate, you know, what would you say is your best piece of advice that you can give somebody?
Live every day like you're broke. That's the best advice I can give anyone. Because if you live every day like you're broken, you're struggling, you'll never give up. The grind will continue to motivate you to keep pushing. I literally ate ramen noodles my first year. I had no job. I had nothing. And I told myself that this have to work, and it will. I grinded hard. I hit the phones. I did everything I had to do, and it paid off, thank God.
Yeah.
You sit there and you live every day like you broke, and you not going to quit on yourself.
Yeah. Now you eat ramen noodles in that nice whip, huh?
Now I eat ramen noodles in a nice whip.
To go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you would like to ask us?
Yeah, for sure. What made you guys get in real estate?
So me personally, I'll give you my quick story. I was on deployment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my chief, you know, I was like, hey, I want to buy a house. He's like, you can't buy a house. You need to put in a chit. You know, you got to do all these NKO courses on buying a home, first time home buyer. And he was just messing with me. I was 21 years old. But I did the courses. I came back and I went to go buy a house. The agent that helped me was a newly licensed agent. you know, I thought I was like a real estate expert because I did an online course.
Hold on one second. I've heard this story before. Is that agent still licensed to this day?
Yes.
Okay.
That they are. Okay. Well, they're not practicing, but they're okay. Still, yeah. So they went back to the broker. He's like, look, I'm going to represent you. Go to school, get your license, come work for me. And I did that. You know, I never thought that real estate would be like the career. It just was an opportunity that came on. I did it. And then I was a popular guy, so I kind of like, you know, sold homes to my homies and people nice. In the Navy. I didn't think it was going to be a thing until probably the last year before I retired that I was, you know, I was like, I'm going to retire from the Navy. What am I going to do? I sold like 22 homes that year. Nice. So I'm going to be a real estate agent.
There you go.
So, you know what I mean? I would say in 2020 was when I made the decision that, yo, this is what I'm going to do, even though I had it part-time for all those years.
20 homes, and you was part-time.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 22. I was in 22 hours is my last year in the Navy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I was influenced by my dad. So he wasn't around long, but he was basically just laundering money. Let me just... And the way they did that, he was in Mexico, so it was different. But one thing that it stuck was he was buying these hotels. He Rosarito Beach, he had these hotels, small like hotels, like 11 units, 20 units, and he had multiple homes. And he was working hard because he was trying to get out the game. So he bought a lot of properties to generate that money. Because he wanted to stop. And one thing he kept preaching is like, real estate is where it's at. And I got to see him do it. I got to see him remodel these apartments, these hotels, these homes. Then they were being leased. And then he would go around, collect rents. And this is like 90s, right? This is not technology time. Like, correct, you got to go get those checks.
Yeah.
So it was that. And then where I grew up in L.A. was unaffordable. So the prices were going up. This is the 90s again. People are moving from L.A. to Riverside County, which is like an hour drive. And I'm seeing all this new construction. And that's something everybody needs. It was just made sense to me. Like, this is where I want to be. It was like it goes deeper. But everything I learned from my pops on that side and then everything I was watching just growing up. And now... When you go to L.A., Riverside, San Bernardino, like it's like turning into what's called a megatropolis. Like it's all connected. And I got to see, you know, as we've seen here in Hampton Roads, right? You guys have lived here longer, but homes that were 250 are now 700,000, 800,000.
Insane.
And, you know, we have enough. We're old enough to have lived to see this.
Yeah, I was looking up my tax records the other day because I was looking up comps. Then I went through the history of my house. Yeah, they bought the house for $300,000, bro. Like 4,300 square feet, $300,000. Like what?
Oof. Yeah, our the last house that we sold, this is at the bottom of the market. And this is for those people that are like, don't buy now. There's so many opportunities you miss. You're going to miss the good interest rates when they come around, number one. Number two is... opportunities that you can make moves with this equity. The last house that we sold was in Temecula, California. We bought it in 2011 as the market was still low, 220,000, 3,000 square feet. So 220,000, 3,000 square feet. We sold years later for like almost 400 grand. Oof. And we're like, score.
And now how much are they?
700. And we had a 15-year loan on it. Wow. It would have been paid off.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you, like, markets come and go, whatever. And that's just what I've seen throughout my life. And I just wanted to get in. I wanted to be a part of it. It's always going to be around. It's been around forever.
When I bought my first house in Buckner Farms, it was 2020. It was $172,000 and I was paying 8%. That same house, I sold it
Oh yeah.
$500,000 Ooh. That same house, I sold it for $500,000 before we moved to Chesapeake. Yep. So, you know, it doesn't really matter the interest rates at the time. It don't really matter because in time you're going to build that in equity. You know, especially in this area, it's continuously growing. So just buying and holding, you're going to build wealth, you know. So buying it now is the smartest decision.
100%.
Yeah. Take us home, man.
Well, I appreciate you, Rashad. It's always great having you. Tune in next week for another episode. Subscribe, please. Comments below. See y'all next week.
See ya.